the clear. So we read in Boy, Vayikom Eishe Lecholkitne Yisrael, Vayim Raleyen Mishru Kulo Chantzei Limshbechiseichem Yishachatu Esat Pesach. So the Korm Pesach is the only Korm that requires meal. In other words, the Pesach cannot be Nechal Shalom in New York. What does it mean? It means that in order to aspire to Gula, in order to be a free person, a Ben Chayrin, so then we have to realize that Chayrus is not something that you can achieve. Chayrus is something that you can aspire to. And the more you aspire, the farther the goal is. This is the mistake of modern society. They think that freedom is something that can be achieved. But freedom is not something that can be achieved. Freedom is something you can... Freedom is not an achievement. Freedom is an opportunity. V'amichtov ma'isei elikim chorus al aluches al tikcho chorus al ocherus she'im lecho ben chayrin elu mishe'isik b'teo. In other words, Ibn Chayrin is one who is Eisik B'teo. Eisik B'teo, that means, doesn't mean just to learn Torah. Eisik B'teo means when it's amnas lasis. So, v'arev no b'ticho. In other words, it's something that you are completely absorbed. So, this is the first lesson in freedom, namely that chayrus is not an achievement, chayrus is an opportunity. Then the Torah says, "Ulikachtem aguda seize, utivaltem badom, asher isach, v'igatem ramashkei, v'el shtei amzuzeis, nadom asher basof." V'atem loiseitzu ish mi Pesach beise abeja. So in Pesach Mitzrayim, that is only haloche in Pesach Mitzrayim, not in Pesach Beis. As the Tisefta says, that in Pesach Mitzrayim there were three mizbeches. The mashkei, the lintel, and the two posts, the Shtei Amzuzeis, and then Rav Shimon says there was the fourth Mizbeach. What is the fourth Mizbeach? The fourth Mizbeach is the Sof, the basin in which they dipped the Ezeif in the dam. And then the Torah says also in regard to Pesach Mitzrayim, V'atem loiseitzu ish mi Pesach beis yad beit. In other words, they were not allowed to go outside. Why? Because a free person is one who exercises restraint. Of course, a free person has to defend himself as long as the enemy is attacking us and wants to destroy us. But the moment we have aftoche from the Rebbeinu Shalom that he will not be able to destroy us, then we have to exercise the utmost restraint, because Chas v'Sholem, if we are not on guard to exercise the utmost restraint, then all the grievances will come to the foreground. This is what happened in all the liberation movements, including the French Revolutionary Movement, not in the American Revolutionary Movement. In the American Revolutionary Movement, there was no revenge. But in the French Revolutionary Movement, so Robespierre sent to the guillotine all his colleagues. That's why the Torah says, why? Because the French revolutionaries considered freedom as an achievement, not as an opportunity. So that's why the Torah says, "V'atem loiseitzu ish mipesach beisei abeika." Now, then, v'over adishem lingei pes mitzrayim v'roa es adom ala mashkei v'al shtei amzuzeitz u'fosach adishem la pesach. What does u'fosach mean? So there are two pshat in u'fosach. One pshat is to pass over. That's why it's called Pesach, it's called Passover, because the Rebbein Shalom passed over the thresholds of the Jewish home. And the other pshat is that V'yeichus, Unkele says, V'yeichus Adishem al Taro V'lo yishbeik lichabolo L'meya libateichen L'mimchei. The Rebbein Shalom have Rachmanes, compassion upon the Jewish home. It's the same thing. In other words, the reason is why the Jewish homes, the prayering of the Israelites was spared. After all, Uzzah Sal Mitzrayim complained, he said, Haloloi Abizoreb, Haloloi Abizoreb. And it's not mentioned what was the tshuva by the Rebbein Shalom to Uzzah Sal Mitzrayim, but apparently it's true that that Haloloi Abizoreb, Haloloi Abizoreb. After all, the Israelites, except for Shevet Levi, were all Ivri Abizoreb. But Yitzit Maaseh B'Machshava Tchila. That was the real answer by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Uzzah Sal Mitzrayim. In other words, because as a result of Geulas Mitzrayim, so then there will be a Knesset Yisrael, and there will be the Matan Torah, B'Yitziacho Esom Mitzrayim, Tavdu Nesalikim Al Hor Hazeh. So that's why the Torah says that we had to make the simen on the threshold. Ufosach Hashem al Pesach, Yitin Amashris Lovei El Boteichem Ringe. The Rebbein Shalom will not allow the Mashris, the destroyer, to come to the Jewish army. The Rebbein Shalom needs the money? The answer is, of course not. The Rebbein Shalom doesn't need any money, but the Israelites themselves need the money. Who is the Mashris? The Mashris is the one who tells the Jews that freedom is an achievement and that it's not an opportunity. So the Torah says, "V'lugitin hamashris lovei al boteichem li." Then the Torah continues and says, "V'hoyo ki soveyu al oretz asher yitin adishem lochem." Kashadibir, Ushmartem is Abeda Zeis. The Hoyo Kiyemu Alechem Nechem, Moa Abedo Hazeis. Lochem, Vamartem Zebach Pesach Ula Hashem, Asham Posach Alpotim in Israel, the Mitzrayim, the Nokpe is Mitzrayim, the Zvotenu Yitzil, Vayiki Dom Vayishtachav. So Vayiki Dom Vayishtachav, Rashi says, I'll say this the Mechilte. Why is Vayishtachavu? The Israelites were grateful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu al Tzeres HaGulo ubi asororetz u'tzeres habonim shiyu lahem. So, Tzeres HaGulo, we understand. Bi asororetz, we understand. That's a big Yeshua. That was a phase of Gula. But Tzeres habonim shiyu lahem. Rosh HaMoreimer, Moa Veda Aziz Lachem, so the parasha deals with the time of the Rosh, who reprimands, he rebukes the father for celebrating Pesach. That's not the way to celebrate freedom. So then, why were they grateful for the the time of the Rosh, on contrary, this is a big tragedy, when the Rosh rebukes the father for celebrating Pesach. And then there seems to be a stira between the Dalet Bonim in the Haggadah and the Dalet Bonim in the Torah. The Haggadah says, Rosh HaMoeim Emoah Beid Azriz Lachem Lachem V'Leloi Ufi She'itzi Esatzmim Naklau Kof HaBi'icha Ve'apata Hakei Yeshino Ve'meilei Ve'avuzeh Osad Yishem Li Mitzisim Mitzrayim Li V'Leloi Ilo Yishom Lo Yonigo. So in other words, we answer him very bluntly, and that in itself has to be explained. Is that so? I mean, over the showing one year, Dosom Babylon, him the Rishosom, it was on that same form of all Sanibo. How does the Balagode say, Livy Loy, Loyosom Lenigo? And then there seems to be a stir between the answer given by the Balagode, Livy Loy, Loyosom Lenigo, and the answer given in the Torah. Now let's see the answer that the Balagode mentions as an answer to the Roshe. So that is mentioned. Be gadito levin chovayim ahu leimeir ba'avuze also adishem li b'seis mitzrayim she'ini yidia li she'il at psachlei she'nema be gadito levin chovayim ahu leimeir. In other words, you have to open his mouth, not that you have to rebuke him, but you have to open his mouth that he should be able to ask the proper questions, even though he doesn't know how to ask. So you have to help him, you have to motivate him, you have to teach him how to ask the shyness. And here the Torah says just the opposite of what the Balagode says. So the Malbim discusses that apparent theory. And the Malbim says that the Sheini the Elishal and the Roshe say the same thing, except that the Roshe is in much of a cave. That's why we rebuke him. The Sheini the Elishal is in any much of a cave. He's like a king Shemishko. He hears from the Reform Rabbi all these diners and then he repeats it. So this is one of the lessons. One of the lessons of the Haggadah. So in other words, and that also, even though the Malbim doesn't discuss that, how is it that the Israelites were grateful for the Pseiros Habonim? What kind of a Pseiros table is it that they have Bonim Rishoyim who will criticize and rebuke the parents for celebrating Pesach? The answer is, it's better that the children who are in a makirim b'kefrim, at least they express themselves, so then they'll be able to learn. If suppose they wouldn't come to the Seder altogether, so then they'll never be able to learn. So there'll be no hope for them. Now, in respect to kanoyes, so here we see the two different approaches. In respect to Imaka B'Keifer, we have to assume an attitude of kanoyes. In respect to any Imaka B'Keifer, on the contrary, so we have to adopt the approach of tolerance and consideration. And as a matter of fact, the Baragoda says, the Sheini Yidea Lishel at Psachli, Manifshach, at Minsi. The Baragoda is addressing the mother. So the Baragoda should say at Pisrilei. Why is at Psachle? The answer is the Baragoda is addressing the father, but in respect to Sheini Yidea Lishel. So the father has to be mother also. Has to be mother also. So the Torah says again, "Ve'gadito levincho bayim ahu leimeir, ba'avuze also adishem li b'tzeisim nisoy." Now let's see the tshuva that is given to the other two bonim, and that's Nishanon, I think. Kocho Vincho Mochalei Mech. Mo Eidins Vachukim Vamishpotim Asher Tziva Adishem Lekines. Jetzt die Scheile bei der Kochen. Kocho Moinia. Mo Eidins Vachukim Vamishpotim Asher Tziva Adishem Lekines. Vyomato Vincho. Odi Moinu Lipare Vimitzhoim. ויצאינו עד השם ממצרים להיות חזוקו. וייתן עד השם איסס ומייפסים ודלים ואויים במצרים בפרי ובכל פייסר עינינו וייסונו היצים שום ומנהובי ייסונו לא ססלונו אסו אורס אשר נשבר עמסינו וייד ויצדנו עד השם לאסיס אס כל החוקים האלה לירו es hat schon le kino le kino no kayom li khaysin kayim ze und doko tielo no kinish me lasi se skolanits faze is it ne hat schon le kino kashatiba so on one hand the Torah says in the chuve to the ben hochem vad tzadin va di shem lasi es kolachu kimo ile li yiro se shema kimo in other words that even though the Chochem asked, Moedeis v'achukim v'amishpotim, he wanted to know the difference between Edeis, and the Malbim discusses that too, v'achukim v'amishpotim. But in the answer, we only emphasize Chukim. How about Edeis and Mishpotim? So, the answer is, in regard to what the Rambam says, and the Assam who are Chilik and the Rambam in the Shemina Prokim there is Reb Shimon Gamliel says Al Yemer Odom Efshi Lechil Chazia Yefshi Lo Vyalei Arvo Yefshi Lu Vishatnis Elo Efshi Vyefshi Umo Ese Ovi Sheva Shomayim Gozor Alay Shel Lazizki. So that means the divided approach is not to say, I can't eat chazak, I can't put on Shabbos, I can't be mechal Shabbos, I can, but it's a chayk. In other words, everything has to be considered from the point of view of Chukim. And that is probably the reason as to why, while the Chochem asked the difference between Edeis and Chukim Mishpotim, but in the answer, the Baragode only is madgish Chukim. Because everything has to be considered from the point of view of Chukim. But on the other hand, we see that the Gemara Chazal make a distinction between Chukim and Mishpotim. In other words, the Rambam raises that question, Mishmeinu Prokim. The Gemara Chazal make a distinction between Dvorim She'ilu Lo Nichtivu. Ruin Henry Kosif, that's Mishpotim, Sikhlis, like Ibrahim, and Dini. And then in Dvorim, Shiyu Lu Nichtibu Lu Enum Ruin Henry Kosif. So the Rambam raises that question. So the Rambam makes a distinction between Sikhlis and Chukim. In regard to Sikhlis, so the right approach is that the person should say, I can't gazel, I can't shed blood, I can't behave of a chaveri. But in regard to Chukim, the right approach is, Efshi should be Efshi. Abo my essay, Ovi Sheba Shomayim Gozer Alay, Shalul Asiski. Now, Rabbi Yaakov Emden is Chilik and Rambam. But I don't think that Rabbi Yaakov Emden really understood what the Rambam meant. The Rambam did not mean that without the Tziva HaTorah we would be able to observe all the Sikhlis. As a matter of fact, Reb Chaim said, the Mevra says, Nistakil HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'Tirosei U'Bor HaSilom. So Reb Chaim explained that now we see that many of the Mitzvot HaTorah coincide with the dictates of the human conscience. Now, the Torah says, the after l'racha kamecha. And Chavakiva says, the Skokot ubedeo, he will say to the Gea, the Skokot ubedeo, the Yidoch perushe zilug meir. How is Yidoch perushe zilug meir? So Rashi says, because the after l'racha kamecha has reference not only to a human being, but to HaKadosh Baruch Hu also. Reachol v'reo v'chol tazim. So, what did Hillel mean to tell the Ge'er? Hillel meant to tell the Ge'er that he shouldn't think that the Torah is the best system of law because it coincides with the dictates of the human conscience. It's true that the generally speaking, the Torah coincides with the dictates of the human conscience. But why? Because as Reb Chaim said, the Rebbeinu Shalom created man in such a way that he should intuitively feel that brotherly love is the best thing, that Gezel is a terrible thing, that Shechus Domim is the most terrible crime there is. That's why we feel that way. So that's the reason as to why in the answer, to the Chochem, we emphasize only the Chukim, to tell the Ben Chochem that everything will be understood and he'll be Mikayim Kibdav and all the mitzvah yes. If he'll consider everything from the point of view of Chukim. I think I mentioned last time, a few weeks ago, that in Moro, the Israelites were on Stabed, on Kibudav, on Shabbos, Dinim and Poradonim. So, Kibudav we understand, because Kibudav is a classic example of the Mitzvah Sichur, yes. And Dinim we understand, Shabbos we can also understand, but Poradume is always mentioned by Chazal as the example of Chukim. Not only is it a Chuk in the sense that we cannot understand it with our mind, but it involves a contradiction. It's Mitayat Meim, and mitametere. So why was it necessary to be tzave the Israelites in Moro, together with all the mitzvah sichlias and the mitzvah of Poradume, in order to advise us, to teach us the lesson that we can only, why is it that we feel that way, that Kibbutz is the greatest thing, that brotherly love is a glorious mitzvah, because the Rebbeinu Shalom implanted it in the conscience of man, what philosophers call natural law. But it's natural law because it's a divine law. The Rebbeinu Shalom implanted it in the conscience of every man. Now again, in respect to the two different approaches that we have to adopt, in respect to sichlies, in respect to criminals who are interested in aggression and in being meisi sumadiach, the Jewish people, so we have to adopt an approach of kanois, and in respect to chukim, so then we have to adopt an approach of tolerance and consideration, a motherly approach. So we find one thing, let's say Levi was the shevet of Kanois, and Levi himself, so he was one shevet who was not an Eved Avizor. All the other children, Israelites, were Eved Avizor and Mitzrayim. But then, Shimon and Levi go together. I say, Yaakov Avinu in his broches, so he mentioned Shimon and Levi together in one broch. He didn't give them separate broches. Shimon Levi Achim play Chomas Mechelosehem. Bisedom al Tovei Nafshi, Bikolom al Teich Atvedi, Ki Di Apom Hol Guish, Uvirtzenom Ikrosheya, Or Apom Ki Oz, Di Ebrosom Ki Goshosom, Achalkim Di Yakei, Vafitzim Di Yisrael. So Yak, so the Zeh raises the question, Boli Borchom, Binimtsom Ikalom, what kind of a broch is it when he says, oh, apum ki oz ve'evrosom ki kashosom? So the Zeya gives the parents that Yaakov Avinu detected in the midas of the, in the temperament of Shimon Levi, something that he was afraid that they inherited it from Esau, not from him, not from Yitzhak and Abraham Avinu. This media of Kanois. So that's why he said, oh, apum ki oz, vi evrosom ki koshoso. In other words, achalkim bi Yaakov, va pitzim bi Yisrael. In other words, the media of Kanois sometimes has to be utilized, sometimes, but it has to be spread out among all the Israelites. Achalkim bi Yaakov, the fitting be Israel. A fitting Israel. There is a difference between a halkom and a fitting. A halkom means I'll distribute them in Yaakov. And a fitting means I'll scatter them. What's the difference between distributing and scattering? Distribution means an equal looking. Somebody distributes his estate to certain people. And an equal look, afitze means scattered. Sometimes the meal of Kanois has to be distributed equally. And sometimes it has to be scattered a little bit to one and a lot to somebody else. This is the broches of Yaakov. So in the broches of Yaakov, so he, Yaakov Avinu, rebuked Shimon and Levi together. But in the Broch of Moshe Rabbeinu, so Shimon he doesn't mention altogether. In the first bracha by Moshe Rabbeinu was given to him. So it says, Yechi Ruvain Baal Nomes, being saved in Sov Nispa. Bizeis Li Yehuda, Vayim Hashma Vishem, Kei Yehuda. Velame Tibien, Yodo Vrop, Lo Yivez Amsov. Levi, unlike Yaakov Avinu, who rebuked Shimon and Levi alike, Achim Plechomas Plechoseyem. So, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't mention Shimon by name, but to Levi he said, Ulevi Oma, Tumecho Veyurecho, Veyish Hasidecho, Asham Sisei Bimaso, Tiribeyu Almei Merivo. And Chazal also say that while he didn't mention Shimon, but he when he says Vizeis Yehuda, he included Shimon in the Broche to Yehuda. How? Because we find in the Kibush Ores, in Shefti, we find that Shimon and Yehuda were Kibush together. And as far as the Chukas Ores is concerned, so we have the Shevet of Reuben, that's in Eirayam, we have the Shevet of Yehuda, we have the Shevet of Benjamin, we don't have the Shevet of Shimon. But the Shevet of Shimon is included in the Chelik of Yehuda. Why? Because in one respect, Shimon and Yehuda went together. That was in Kibush Haaretz. They went together. Vayeimer, Yehuda Rishimi Nochit, in Kibush, this place and that place. So in other words, in one respect, they went together. So the media of Shimon of Kanoyes manifests itself in being together with Yehuda in Kibush Haaretz. Now, I would like to mention in this connection a Pirkei de Rav Lazar that is also in the Yalkut Shimeini and Vayero and the Akedah. So, Oisei Ayo, by Yisa Abron Eseidno, by Ya, bin Ayo Achaya, in Yisbach Bikano, by Il Havon, by Yika Chesayil, by Aleil Leilo Tachas Mei, by Yikro Avron Shimamoki Mahua, Hashem Yire, Asher Yomer Hayein Behar Hashem Yeroy. So, the Pirkei de Rav Lazar, the Alchemini mentions it at the end of Aliyah, says, Oy se ayil yotze beidobo levato. Gidin Shaloi Se'ayil, the Pirkei de Rav Lazar says, Mehem Nasu, Kinei, Nivei Raha Kinei Shal David, because Kinei Oyotolu, Leimailo, Mitosei Shal David, and Chatzi Salailo also, the word Reitzvenis was Minasheves, and then he started to say Shira to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then Karnei shall Yemin shall Eise Ayil. So Bohem, so the shofar that was blown, the Matan Tere, so was made. And Karnei, this Karnei shall smell, and Karnei shall Yemin is the Shefer shall Mashiach. The Shefer shall Mashiach. And then the Pirkei de Rav Lazar also says, we go to the Yalt Shemeini, it will be of great help. I see he's running, so he probably went to get the election. bringing something. Yeah, big zone.
I forgot, I should remember.
What?
I should have remembered to put a
stick. Yeah, okay. Israel shenibo benashmoshis v'yotzun menudovo levatolom didin shalayel ila asorom ibolim shal kineya shal yudovid minadim ben eire shalayel hoyo eize amosnov shal legiyo karmov shalayel smelei shetoka bei bar sinai vahiki la shifa chozot meid karmi shal yinim shehu godeo mismelei shehu osig niskeya bei ועושיג לא בי, שנאמר בהויו באים ההוא יתוקע בשיף הגודו, ובו הועיד מארץ אשר, ונשתוכי מארץ מצרים, וישתחפו לישם ברקיש בירושלים. So, איזה מוסנו, אירי של העיר, איזנעשה איזה מוסנו של אליהו. אליהו was the symbol of Canoes. He is the one who said Canoes. And one Mandoma says, that he owes a Pinchos, because Pinchos was Mikani Kinas Hashem Tzvokis, and Elio was Mikani Kinas Hashem Tzvokis. But at the same time that Elio is the symbol of Kanoes, he is also the symbol of Malach HaSholem. And every bris we set aside a special chair for Elio Hanavi. Why? Because we shouldn't deduce from the fact that Pinchos was so rewarded for being Mikanei Kines Hashem Tzvokis in killing Zimri that Kanoyes is a good midah. Kanoyes is a good midah if it is exercised in the proper moment. I think I mentioned that in regard to the Pasuk, when Elisha saw that Leo is living, and so he says, "V'yeli pishnayim beruchacho." So the question is, was it me pishnayim beruchacho? In Lomdes, Midias Atzeir and Shayach to say, one is booking to Misachdes, so he's twice as alumni as the Boki, as the one who is Boki Momisach. The Yerushalmi, in Makkah says that, now the Mishnah in Makkah says that if a Ritzeach was Eirik, someone B'Shevi comes to the Ohel Miklot, and the Ohel Miklot, they don't know that he was Nichshel in Aveira of Ritzicha B'Shkovo, and they know he's a Talmud Chochem, so they give him Kovet. They give him Kovet for being a Talmud Chochem. Had they known that he was a Ritzia B'Shege, they wouldn't give him the Kovet. So then he's Mechuyev to tell them, yeah, because of the Zeres HaKosov, he said, V'Ritzeach. So in other words, because the Mishneh in Makkah says that if the Ritzeach gets Kovet, because they don't know, he's not allowed to refuse the Kovet, but he has to tell them Ritzeachan. And if they still insist to give him Kovet, he's allowed to accept it. In other words, one is not allowed to accept Kovet that he doesn't deserve. So he has to tell them, I don't deserve it. So the same aloha applies to Itam Tzochem, who is a Boki only in Lomisachte. And the people of the town think that he's a Boki in Tumisachtes, so he has to tell them, don't give me Kovet for two Misachtes. Give me Kovet only one Misachte, because I don't deserve Kovet for two Misachtes. So that was mentioned by a mission to the over year Pishnaim Beruchacho. So the Radak mentions the name of his father. What does it mean, Pishnaim Beruchacho? Doesn't mean double the portion. In Yivui it's not shaykh to say double the portion. Now Yishaya has 66 pokim, and Livadi has one parent. Does that mean that Yishaya was 66 times a big Novi as Livadi? It's not shaykh. But the double spirit, the Radak's father says. In other words, the media of Sholem and the media of Kanoes. So only a Novi can exercise Kanoes, because he knows Kanoes, and he will be something in the proper moment. But somebody who is not a Novi, who does not have Ruach HaKodesh, so he cannot actually, not allowed to exercise Kanoes. Now the Gemara says in Brachas that when the Chachomim were misaking all the Yitzchus Brachas, but Lamarshim they were not misaking. So then Shrova Amini. So Rav Gamliel said we have to misaking in 19 Brachas. So to whom was it delegated? It was delegated to Shmuel HaKodesh. So it's remarkable that Harav Kook, Rav Yisrael Kain Kook, and the Brisker Rav said the same thing. Why was it delegated to Shmuel HaKotten? Because Shmuel HaKotten, the Gemara says that Shmuel HaKotten was Rosh Tishchal of Shechina, Kimei Sharabeinu, Elo Shalhoyo Deiri Rol Likach. So merely in order to be colored in me, so we have to have Ruach HaKodesh. Shmuel HaKotten was not enough because the door was not whole. He was wrong for it. So that's why Elisha said, "Be'yeli pishnayim beruchacho." I should have the double spirit. But only somebody was Ruach HaKodesh. So then he is allowed to exercise kanois, but somebody who does not have Ruach HaKodesh is not allowed to exercise kanois. I think that will be all for tonight. No shiur next week. The next shiur will be at the Pesach.
Maybe you'll hear from his uncle the same. I told your uncle 25 years ago.
No, you will not be together with him.
25 years ago.
What's the Russian? The Russia is. No, he's Makir in what though? He's Makir in. Makir in Vikoper?
He knows better, but then he's a keeper.
Maybe also make a joke better. Russia's Haskalinic, he knows it.
Baruch, the regular time will be showing up in about 3 minutes. Really? Yeah, sorry, 3 to 10. The regular 10 o'clock minion.